Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to the milk bar. Jason and Zoe with you for episode 55.
55 already.
I know, it's amazing.
Yes.
It's almost twice your IQ. Now, you may be able to hear a noise in the background, which is worse than usual.
It's very nice on my feet.
It is the air conditioning we have going here.
Lovely.
I've got a lovely cold draft right across my thighs over, and the river is coming up at me. So that's working really well. But there we go. Right, what have we got coming up on the show today then, Zoe?
Well, I found a fantastic band.
Have you?
Yes, he's absolutely lovely as
okay.
well.
Right. You're going to tell us who they are?
Well, I might.
Or is it a secret?
Remember. No.
It's the Jake Henry band.
I didn't know whether it was the Henry Jake or Jake Henry, but no, it's Jake Henry.
And he's the guy called Jake?
Yes.
And he's got a friend called Henry?
He might have. I never asked him that. I'll have to ask him that
find
later.
Find out a little bit later on, hearing about, or hopefully four tunes from them. That's the plan, at least. Also coming up today, Miss Black Country, Andrea Sturmey. Yeah, she's joining us on the phone to tell us all about a charity event, which takes place in August of this year, but you need to book your tickets now. We have Dave Allen. He's the man behind Glory to the Boys, that tune put together by Dementia. Now, we've had the band on. We've heard from Dave in the past.
Very good as well, it was, wasn't
there's
it?
A video being released, so we'll have another little blast of that a bit later on and give you all the details and tell you what's going on there. But first of all, I'm worried this one's just going to giggle a lot, to be fair. We have the proprietor of Betty's Boutique, Michaela Kempson. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, what about yourself?
I am good. So, now, Zoe, you get excited at the merest mention of a handbag,
I
don't
do
you?
I do like my handbags.
This young lady's got a van full of them. Michaela, tell us more.
Well, basically, Jason, as you know, that I set up Betsy's Boutique 2 years ago, and we sell handbags, fashion jewellery, shoes and bag charms. So pretty much in a nutshell, that's pretty much what we do, and we do it mobile, so we go to companies and people's houses. Primarily because it's for ladies who love to shop, who just can't get out to the shops, really.
That sounds good.
That sounds really good. Yes. They can't get out to the shops, but they can then go off and be glamorous with a handbag.
Do you do handbag parties?
Oh, yeah. It's a great opportunity for ladies to get the girlfriends round, or their boyfriends, or whatever they want, whatever floats their boat. And they come round, you know, and they have a party. And I'll go to those
you
with
take
all
your
the
shoes
stock.
And your bags.
Oh, yeah, we have a tremendous time. It's such fun, it's lovely, it's a giggle, it's a laugh, and the ladies buy what they want. And the best of our facility, the ladies can walk around in the bags and have a look and see, have a good mooch. And you buy, you don't need to order them or anything, so what you see on the night is what you buy. Oh, and that's what keep our stock lines fresh, because we don't carry stock.
I know what women are like. You normally go out to buy a handbag and you think, hang on, will it match that outfit I'm not wearing today? So at least you can always nip upstairs and get out the wardrobe that way, can't you, as well?
This is true.
Or buy a new one, Jason. That's not the point. You don't have buy shoes to go with bags you've already got. You think, I need a bag to go with these shoes.
If you're buying shoes off me, I'm guaranteeing you'll buy the necklace and the bracelet to go with them and the bag as well. It's quite a niche market, really.
It's a vicious circle. That's what it is, by the sound of it.
It's a man's minefield. That's what it is.
So what sort of areas are you working in, then?
Pretty much anywhere that we can get to. I mean, at the moment we do Wolverhampton, Featherstone, South Staff, Cannock, Sedgley, Dudley, you know, pretty much wherever. I mean, we're mobile, so pretty much if you give us a pin call, then we can just play it by ear and see what we can book in for you.
And is there a minimum order on the night that you make them buy?
No, nothing at all, nothing like that. Parties are free to hold. There's no minimum order. The hostess gets 10% in goods when she's held the party, and we've had some ladies churn up some tremendous sales, and they've walked away with everything they want practically for nothing.
Oh, very good. I like that.
Zoe's now thinking, hang on, I can set something
up. You should have one, Zoe. Get the girlfriends round. I know what it's like. It's tremendous.
We do all like our shoes and bags, to be fair.
I don't know anybody that doesn't.
Mm. So are you doing designer names as well, then?
No, we're not, to be honest, because with how the market was last year, and obviously with the recession and the downturn, ladies weren't actually spending, you know, that bit of buoyant money on it.
But you're bringing the glamour along anyway, but not...
Yeah, you know what, though? We've got some tremendous fashion lines. So, I mean, that really helps us to keep our prices down. Because we're mobile, we haven't got the overhead of shops. So pretty much we can pass the savings on to yourself. So what you'll see in the shop, I bet you're going to get off us a good 20-25% cheaper anyway. Mm. And I mean, if you don't, then we'll just match it.
Okay.
Well,
you know, because that's
good.
The whole point.
Sounds like a deal.
So, it's a deal. I'm a businesswoman now, you know.
But do you get blokes coming along saying, I've got to get a bag for the missus, I've got to get several presents?
Oh, do you know what? I had a lovely man who was shopping for his wife, and he was just, it's a minefield for a man. And he's, you know, because we've got some beautiful purple shoes with silver platforms on, stilettos. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I have noticed from my wife. But what bag? Well, luckily, we'd had some plum bags that were in the same colour that we'd had come in from a completely different supplier. Mm. And I said, well, those will go with it very well. I said, and you can also have, like, the silver bags to go with it. So, you know, a bit of guidance. So, you know, it's all
bit
good
of advice,
fun.
Yeah.
You're there to help.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, I've got my MVQs now as well. I've done my level 2 and level 3 in retail.
Ooh.
So, I mean, yeah, so that all goes towards it as well. That was through Wolverhampton College. They won't mind me plugging those a little bit.
No, that's fine. We can mention Wolverhampton College. They're a lovely bunch of people.
They are. Do you know what? They were fantastic with me. I've done my 2 MVQs now over 2 years. I started it just after I did started my business in May 2008. And it's been a fantastic certificate and that to have, because people look on it favourably, you know, and it promotes the ethos of our company as well, you know, that we're here to help people. We're not just there to sort of say, oh yeah, we've got your sale, that's it, we don't want to know. We do want to know. Mm. And we want you to come back, and we want you to enjoy the experience. So that's pretty much what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing you do have got to explain before we give all your details out so people can get in touch and buy bags and shoes and whatever else, and the necklace and the wallet and, I don't know, the cuddly toy that matches.
Good idea, Jason.
Betsy. Who's Betsy?
That's my middle name.
Ah! See, because it's what my dad always calls his cars.
Yeah.
All his cars have been called Betsy's, like Betsy number 15 we're on now or something crazy like that.
But. Yeah, my middle name's Betsy, and I was named after my great-grandmother, which was on my nan's side.
Uh-huh.
So that's where Betsy came from. And boutique, I just think, sounds tremendous. I just love a boutique myself anyway.
Yeah, I can see you doing that sort of thing.
Sound very ladylike, doesn't it, boutique?
Oh, no,
it
no,
does.
Yeah.
Boutique's
that's right.
Such
it
a
doesn't
lovely
now.
Feminine word. I just think it's tremendous.
Michaela's not ladylike, are you? Oh, no, she is. She's
yes,
a lovely
I am. I'm wonderful. I'm lovely.
I'm only two.
You get to know me.
I'm only
two. Shush, Jason, shush.
Oh, dear. So it's all started. It's keeping it going and making sure you're getting the sales in. But by the sounds of things, you've got a great line of stock. So the ladies are going to love what you're bringing to them.
Oh yeah, and like I said, they're all, you know, we don't carry stock. It's always a fresh line. So if a lady booked a party on the night, and because she was at a friend's party, you know, for in 2 or 3 weeks' time, she hasn't got a fear. Oh well, you know, I've seen it all, because you haven't. Because we carry so much stock, and because what we sell on the night, then we reorder, you know, a couple of days later. And so the lines are always fresh, always current. We come from really good suppliers, and I attend all the trade fairs at the NEC as well.
It's so. Another excuse for you to get all the handbags, isn't it?
It's tremendous for me, because it's lovely.
Okay, where can you be contacted then?
Okay, well, we've got a website.
Yes.
That's www.betsysboutique.co.uk. Now, I'll just point out, we don't carry stock on there because it's such a high turnover.
Yeah.
But you'll get all our contact details, phone numbers, how to book a party, email addresses, info about the company, little picture of me.
Aww.
I know. So you've got everything on there.
Yep.
So that's pretty much good to go. That's all you really need, really, is a web address, because you've got everything on there.
Give us a phone number. I know everyone who's listening to this is got, you know, can listen
on
online,
the internet,
but yes. But have you got a phone number as well for those who are lazy and can't spell Betsy's?
Can't spell Betsy. It's easy enough. It's BETSYSBOUTIQUE. That's boutique. And just for those who need a number, it's 07929925736.
Okay, 07929925736, the phone number.
Certainly is.
Or betsysboutique.co.uk. BETSYS boutique.
Yeah.
Very
it good, is. Jason. You got it.
There's got to be more than one way of spelling Betsy, but that's the right one as far as getting your handbags in goes. Michaela, lovely to talk to you.
Okay, lovely to speak to you too, guys.
And I think that Zoe may be in touch to book a party.
Yes.
You never know.
Oh, my handbags and shoes.
We'll give you a good discount, Zoe.
Oh, good.
That sounds good
there
to
you
me.
You can't get any better than that.
Sounds promising.
Michaela,
thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to speaking to you soon. Hopefully, when you do, if we meet up, you'll have a matching handbag and shoes to go to.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Speak to you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Right, time for us to take our first track from tonight's featured band. They are... Go on.
The Jake Henry band.
You did really well. The Jake Henry Band. And this tune is Leave the Girl Alone.
You say you only want what's right, but there's no truth in lies. Maybe true to yourself, the only one that you can't help. You say you're sure, but haven't we been here times before? Then when you took what you want, you shut the remains.
Band, and
isn't he fantastic?
It's absolutely amazing. I love the piano in there as well. Good job he isn't coming live. I think we could fit the piano at the back.
No,
there, could
be
we?
To get him in, bless
anybody who saw the pictures from the band we had in the other week, there was the guys, what were they called?
Oh gosh,
the three lads who you would
Killer Shoes.
Yeah,
new killer shoes. Yes.
There were pictures on their Facebook page.
There wasn't us, was there? Standing.
No, fortunately, they didn't include the one of us
oh,
outside.
Good. Thank
just them.
For that.
But there are pictures, and you can see how small the studio we use for the Milk Bar is. It's not massive, and I think we've got 5 band members in next week's band to come in.
Threatening.
Yes.
Well, with instruments.
Well, the drummer I've told not to bring any drums. They're going to do acoustic, but I know there are 5 in the band, so we'll see how we get on with that one. That was a great tune from the Jake Henry Band. It's Jake we're talking to later.
It is Jake.
And it's shortly before he heads on stage in Birmingham later on tonight on the record night. So
he's going to be excited.
We'll be talking to him very, very soon. Back to the phone lines we go now, and we have news of a charity event taking place on August the 20th. To tell us all about it and where it is and stuff, the current Miss Black Country, Andrea Sturmey. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
How are you settling to be Miss Black Country? Because you'd only been a couple of weeks when we spoke to you last, hadn't you?
Yeah, Yeah, I had. I've kind of got used to it now. It's just preparations for Miss England coming along now, which is hard work.
When is that?
It's the 31st of August.
So lots of time in the gym then.
Oh, yeah.
And where's that one take place?
It's actually in Birmingham this year.
Oh, that's good. So not too far. You can go on the metro.
I don't think you should be going on the metro, Jason.
And all your finery. I can imagine. The tiara on your head. Cause a few people to turn their heads. That'd be brilliant.
That'd be quite a sight, wouldn't it?
That'd be great.
You'd have to be careful, I think, because you're near to Birmingham.
Yeah. How many different Miss something or other titles go into making the Miss England competition? What is the total competition like? Are there about 30 or 40 involved, or is it less than
There's
that?
There's 60.
60?
Gosh, that's a lot, 60, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is it regions as well, as well as some other things that go into it?
Yeah, well, basically, they had the semi-finals a few weeks ago, and I think there was about 50 girls there that got narrowed down to 15.
Yeah.
And then those 15 went through to the final, and now you've got, like, Miss Manchester, Miss London City, Miss Black Country, and you've got, like, Miss Photographic, Miss Charity, and so there's all different kinds of...
It's like the little Miss books. Mr. Men books.
Zoe's going for slightly Miss Scraggy, could be better dressed.
I'm going for El Natural.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Miss El Natural.
Miss Funny Looking you could go as, couldn't you?
You could go as Mr. Baldy.
Thank you. Yeah, but it wouldn't work in the Miss England competition. I think there are a few things which stop me being allowed to enter that, but there we go. So, one of the important things to tell them about when you get there is all the great work you've been doing for charity. And as we mentioned, 20th of August sees the event taking place in Wolverhampton. Explain more.
Okay, it's for the children's charity, Variety Club. Basically, over the past few years, I think Miss England contestants have raised over £200,000 for them.
Yeah.
And it's basically, it provides them with, like, the children with sunshine coaches, trips out so they can go out and do stuff. And it's, like, hospital equipment.
Mm-hmm. And the Variety Club do some great work, don't they?
Yeah. So I've done a fair bit, and I'm going to be doing, like, charity car washes, bag packing. I'm holding an evening at the West Acres pub as well, which is going to be a beach party.
A beach party?
No, I was more took with the charity car wash. Are you going to be doing that yourself? Because I can just... Sorry,
yeah.
I've got visions. Not on my behalf. How are you be washing cars? Like, what sort of clothes are you going to be wearing?
Yeah, I can't say I'm the best at washing cars, but hopefully what me and a few friends will be wearing will attract people.
Right. Was what I thought.
Yeah,
it is going to be in bikinis. Yes.
I wish I got a bigger car, but there we go. So there's loads of great events coming up that you're making money for charity with, but this one that you
one.
Have is a bit of a ball, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a masquerade ball. Wanted something a bit different, and basically I'll be judging the best, like, mask as well to give them a prize. There's going to be an auction involved, a raffle, tombola. And the tickets are now on sale for £30 each, and that includes a three-course meal, a Bucksies reception served by topless waiters.
Oh, lovely. Male or female topless waiters?
Male.
Just to clarify,
I think she's trying to get classy, not completely down the gutter.
Yeah,
it's one thing cleaning
a
car.
I'm interested in the male, obviously, topless people, but just to clarify things for people that might be buying tickets, thinking there's going to be topless.
You're
waiters.
Glad
it
is. Yeah. You see, there's a difference. Cause waiters are men, waitresses are women. It's a language thing. I know you struggle with that sometimes. So what else is going on?
And we've got a jazz band which also do Latin music, mm-hmm. And they sound really good, so we're really pleased to get them. And hopefully there will be a celebrity confirmed, but I'm just waiting to hear back from the Variety Club themselves on who they're going to supply us with.
Okay.
That sounds good. It's not you, is it, Jason?
I am not the celebrity, am I?
No.
I am there, though, aren't I?
You are going to be there helping out for us, yeah.
So, although I will not be one of the topless waiters, I can tell you that much. That would be
are
a bad
move. Are you blagging a free meal, Jason?
I am not just blagging a free meal. I have offered to go and help.
He has offered, yes.
So all those women in tiaras and
ball
gowns and everything.
And you're wondering why I've offered to go and help.
No. Well, it's naughty, isn't it?
I get to see Andrea again. It's going to be great. She's fabulous.
Oh, I love it.
And you should definitely win the Miss England competition later on that month as well. I feel that would be appropriate.
Well, I'm going to try.
Do your best. So, if people do want to buy tickets for the Masquerade Ball, where do they get them from?
Obviously, they're going to have to contact me, mm-hmm. either on my Facebook, which Andrea Sturmey, or if you just type in Miss Black Country, there's a group for that.
Yep.
Or my mobile, 079-671-40036.
That's 079-671-40036. Have a chat with Andrea. She is Miss Black Country. Only do it if you're booking tickets for the event.
Yes, not to ask about topless waitresses. Car washes.
We can ring up and check with the details of the car wash.
Oh, yes, but, as long as it's, you're going to donate.
And you can also find out about all the events as they happen on the group Miss Black Country on Facebook and do it that way. Well, good luck with all your events.
Thank you very much.
It should be good coming along. I'm looking forward to the jazz band as well. That should be an absolutely brilliant night, shouldn't it, down there? Well, what's the venue again for those people who may be thinking of
coming along? It's at the Connaught Hotel.
So that's Connaught Hotel in Wolverhampton?
Yes.
Nice and local.
Red carpet arrival?
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but it has all been refurbed, so it will be all brand new.
Okay, absolutely.
Sounds
great.
Sounds lovely.
That is a really nice venue as well, and there's some great function rooms down there, so well worth nipping along to the Connaught for that one. 20th of August, once again, if you want to get along to that. Tickets are priced at...
£30.
And you can get
very
them
very reasonable.
Three-course meal, that's really
getting,
good.
Yeah, for your meal, your band, your topless waiters.
Yes, calm down on the topless waiters. Yeah.
Can I come and help, Jason?
No. Oh. You'll be in control. Would you like her to come along as well, Andrew?
You can come along if you'd like to.
We can discuss this one. Ticket discount, £29.99 for you, okay.
I'm sure we can find something for you to do.
No, we couldn't, really. I tell you, we couldn't. So,
as long as he's not topless, I think I'd be quite good.
No one would notice. it'd be a case of, that waiter's got very small pecs.
I was going to say. I should find a suitable insult for you later on, Jason.
Okay, right. Build up to that, why don't you? Andrea, lovely to talk to you as ever. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you for having me on.
And keep those ticket sales going. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye.
Turn it off for now. Right, more music. Name of the band again, Zoe.
My lovely, the Jake Henry Band.
They are the Jake Henry Band. Talking to Jake next.
Yes,
is
excited.
The plan. This is a tune called Broken Vase.
Tinted shades, but the more I give, the less you try. The more I try, the less you give. 'Cause you'd rather throw me out away. Oh, as you say, don't look and mend the broken face. In a fairy tale, tell me we try and know I'd go so far. Though it's clear, I surely fail. I'm nothing left, my friends, I try. Would it help to see me cry? 'Cause you. Oh,
trying to raise this thing from the ground. I tried, holding a smile like everything's okay. Now you say you forgot the tinted shades. The more I give you, the less you try. Yes, you do. The more I try, the less you give me. 'Cause you
amazing, the Jake Henry Band. Broken Vase. Hopefully no crockery was damaged during the making of that record. We can now find out as we go to the lines. And so we shall let into a secret.
What?
I found out why it's called the Jake Henry Band.
Really?
Jake, what's your surname, mate?
Henry.
There you go. See? That's where it came from. She didn't think to check that bit.
No, I did think that would be the case, but you're never quite sure, because somebody else in the band, like you said earlier, might be called Henry.
No,
and
it
might have been a combination.
No, it's definitely his name. Is it made up or is it your real name?
Oh, it's my real name.
There you go, even better.
You can't forget it's his band.
Really? Yeah, there wasn't that much thought in it, really.
Well, it's as simple as that, but it is a very, very good sound. Now, is it just you, or are there many more people involved?
I mean, I'm a solo artist, really. I've actually just recorded an album in the studio. I know there are quite a few musicians involved with it.
Does that mean it's not all you playing piano on there, then?
Yeah, running from instrument to instrument.
All the pianos, me. I've done some of the bass, some of the guitar. I haven't done any of the drums because I'm not much of a percussionist. Yes, I've done a bit of everything, really.
And how does it work then when you come into taking that sound to the stage, or is this these songs that you've played on stage for a number of years and months now, and you've got to try and work them differently for the studio? Which way around did it come?
Well, I mean, they are slightly smaller arrangements live, obviously, but there's not usually the brass section. But hopefully, in the future, I'll be able to afford to have a brass section on the road.
Well, it would be great to hear that sort of sound recreated live, but I should think acoustically the songs work particularly well as well.
We actually did a BBC session about a month ago, just on acoustic guitars, which mm-hmm. Worked quite nicely. Yeah, I mean, it's not really too heavy, so it kind of works with a lighter feel as well.
Well, I'm not being insulting when I say it, but it's a really acceptable sound. It's one of those things that you hear, and that's not going to annoy anybody. Music is often to taste, but I think that's going to suit many, many people's tastes. It's a really nice, good sound.
Oh, thank you. Well, I did bear my grandmother in mind at the time of recording them. So,
no naughty words. That makes a difference. So, who are your usual collaborators then? When you are either in the studio or out on the road?
I mean, I sort of play in quite a number of bands, pub bands, function bands, you know, acoustic sort of bands. I play with another musician by the name of Ben Drummond, and got a guitarist called Daniel Townsend. And there's three drummers actually on the album I've recorded.
Not more than one drum kit at a time, though.
Well, no.
There has been done. There are bands, I'm sure, who have got two drummers in them. I've seen it on Top of the Pops once in my youth, I'm sure of it. But it's a very fresh, lively sound. And I mean, with the album's just come along. How long have you been recording stuff now?
Well, I started recording when I was about 17 in my bedroom.
And how old are you now?
I'm 23 now. I'm getting on.
Oh, so you're ancient now.
He's past it now.
Yeah,
you're past 21.
I'm an old dog now.
But does that mean then that it is quite a bit of musical experience you've put together over the last 5 years or so, and it's something that you're building up to? Is this the intended career, or are you going to be a lawyer?
I don't really have any other professions.
I don't think you need one, having heard it, to be honest, mate. So.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very good, isn't it? Very nice.
Mm-hmm. So, tell us a bit about the sort of things that inspire you with your music, because so far, the last track we heard was Broken Vase. Was there an accident?
No, there wasn't an actual vase involved with the song. It's more to do with a broken relationship, really, that sort of idea.
Yeah, she throws the flowers back at you and includes the... No.
The vase.
Maybe not. But
I was never actually attacked with anything.
It's not sort of mental trauma that it brings back every time you hear that one. When you're sitting down and writing, though, and you're talking about relationships, yes, they cause inspiration for many singer-songwriters, but is there a direction you're looking at going in, or is there, you know, a theme you try to build up within a project you're working on?
Not really. I mean, I think most of the songs are pretty much about women, really. So.
As they always are.
That's cool. We like that idea. Write one about Zoe for us, will you?
I'm sure it'd be very nice as well.
Yeah, you're trying to get. We're trying to build her fame up. We did have a band in the other week,
didn't
we? Before last, and yeah. they did sing a little ditty, but it wasn't that complimentary, and mostly to do with her touching up her leg.
No.
Legs, but
yes.
It's not really on, is
about
it? Really?
Me
no,
legs.
She. I mean, any bands that come in, she will. Yeah, if we wear shorts, she will gladly stroke your knees.
So
right, you must get me
for
in
a couple of weeks. So,
yeah, if you want to pop down, mate, that's fine. We'll sort of. It would be really good to get you in for an acoustic set, actually. So you've now agreed to that. We'll hold you to that. So what have you got coming up as far as gigs go over the next few weeks?
I'm actually just on my way to the Jam House at the moment to do a session.
Playing down there with Mr. Drummond, I take it?
Ben hosts an acoustic night every second Tuesday. You might want to check it out. It's got a nice event. Yeah, we're doing that tonight. I haven't really got much else in the book at the moment.
Is there not something in Stafford that you're doing in a couple of weeks?
Oh, I'll play a little bar called Jocks of Brady's. Sort of an acoustic sort of a bar. It's a nice laid-back feel there.
So if somebody wanted to come and listen to you, they could pop along there in a couple of weeks. What day is that on?
It's the 24th of July.
So it's worth getting down there for that one. If people do want to buy tickets, is that available in advance, or is it just a case of turning up on the night for that one?
It's not that sort of a venue, really. I would say it's Stafford's Friendly's Bar. It's sort of like a back street, a backstreet drinkers bar, really.
Mm-hmm. And you feel quite at home there, then, do you?
Yeah, definitely.
And so what sort of time are you on stage for that?
We usually kick off about 9 o'clock there.
Mm-hmm. And is it free to get in as far as just on in the bar, or is it a chargeable event?
As long as you buy a pint, you're allowed to stay.
Okay.
So they can't just wander in and watch and go back out.
And I'm sure you want more than just the one when you're there anyway, so it's probably very good beer too. Brilliant. Well, we're going to take another tune from you now. This time it's called It Doesn't Matter. Tell us a bit about this one before we have a listen.
It's just basically, it doesn't matter how much you take from the world, you're not going to feel any better for it in the long run. I think that's all I could really say.
Okay, we'll get depressed. Take a listen to this one.
It's a positive message, though.
That's good. We shall listen closely. Jake, from the Jake Henry Band, thank you for joining us. Give us your MySpace and stuff before you head off.
MySpace.com/Jake Henry Villains. If you're wondering where the Villains bit come from, I used to play in a band called The Villains, and it's just stuck.
So it stayed with you from there. So myspace.com/Jake Henry Villains, and any other forthcoming gigs that do get added to the schedule will not only be in your diary, but also online as well.
They will be, yeah. It'll be piling up soon. I'm trying to put a tour together at the moment, so just keep a lookout, really.
By the sounds of this, a lot well worth going along to. Jake, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Zoe.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Had to move to the city. I'm going to ride to the lead, straight on to the other side. Didn't it all look so pretty? Sooner
ourselves some new friends.
Absolutely loving the sound of the Jake Henry Band there. Zoe, you still bopping along to that one?
Yeah, swaying, not bopping. That's a swaying song, isn't it? That
well, then your hair is all over the place. And the sound of the air conditioning in the background makes it even better, doesn't it? Well, there we go. Now, a while back, we heard all about the tune From Dementia, Glory to the Boys. The man behind that is Dave Allen. He's on the phone again. Hello, sir.
Hi there, Jason.
How you doing?
All right, thanks.
Good stuff. Good to have you back on.
Right.
And it's all sort of been all systems go as you're heading through towards the summer. The video has now been put together for the track, hasn't it?
It should be out on YouTube, Twitter, MySpace, everything in the next couple of days. We've just got a bit of a hiccup at the moment with it.
Technology is a wonderful thing. Well, what we'll do, we'll take a quick blast of the tune to remind ourselves of it, and then we'll have a little natter and find out full details on how to get hold of it on both YouTube and MySpace after this. This is Dementia with Glory to the Boys. Now that is Dementia, Glory to the Boys. If you want to hear all of it, you can get it online very soon. Now, Dave, that was all came about because your son, James, is in 40 Commandos, isn't he?
Yeah, in Helmand at the moment.
And obviously...
taking a few casualties, yeah.
Yeah, we've heard that in the news over recent weeks and months. But they're doing their job out there under very difficult circumstances. And the whole track came about to try and raise money for Afghan heroes, didn't it? To fund equipment for the lads.
That's it, yeah. Vital equipment that they need out there. And if it's big, successfully, they'll share it along a lot of good causes that are all pointing towards Afghan heroes and the wounded out there. And
So,
how's things been going since you last came on? Have you been getting a lot of recognition for it? Or
no, that was in March, I think. I mean, there's people waiting all around the world to watch this video and promote it for us.
Yeah.
I just wish it was the same in the UK, especially from my hometown and Jamie's hometown of Wolverhampton.
Mm-hmm. Well, fingers crossed.
We'll promote it for you.
Yes, we will let people know about it now. So if people do want to watch the video, obviously, as you say, a couple of technical difficulties slowing things down, but we will be online. And now, what YouTube channel is it on?
I think if they go into YouTube and just log Glory to the Boys, it'll come straight up.
So Glory to the Boys straight into the YouTube search. And then MySpace?
Yeah, Twitter, MySpace, all of them.
Search Glory for the Boys and you'll be able to track down full details. And also, if you go onto the Twitter feed, it'll update you as soon as it's online as well, won't it?
Yeah, we've got special edition CDs as well ready.
Very good.
So if you do want to buy a copy, and it is well worth doing, it is an absolutely fabulous track. We spoke to Dementia a short while ago, and they're all excited about the potential still of appearing on the roof at Beatty's to help promote the single too.
Yeah.
That'll be a bit of an experience, won't it?
Yeah, they're doing quite a lot of festivals and rallies for Heroes of Afghanistan all over the country. They've just done Thunder Rally and Chepstow Racecourse.
Are they getting quite a good reception?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People love them.
Yeah.
Well, it is a really good sound, and looking forward to them playing in Wolverhampton. Still haven't got the dates confirmed for that one at the moment, have we?
It's the beginning of August. That's all we know. The beginning of August.
Yeah, so we will. Actually, as soon as we know, we'll let you know here, because Zoe and I may be along to help out on that one as well, mightn't we?
Hope so, yeah.
That'll
be exciting. You've been fantastic, Jason and Zoe.
Thank you.
We really appreciate what you've done for us.
No problem. We'll keep plugging it. We know it's all in a very worthwhile cause. So if people do want to see Zoe live and in person, we will let you know the date and we will get her down there. Can we get her in some sort of uniform as well? I think that'll be impressive.
Oh, yeah. Uniform.
Do the
I wouldn't
job.
Mind that myself.
No, you can cope with that one.
Yes.
Okay, brilliant. Dave, thanks for joining us. Glory to the Boys. Follow it on Twitter, Facebook, and look out for it on MySpace, and it'll let you know as soon as you can watch the video on YouTube, but also it'll give you details on how you can buy that single and make money for some very good causes. That's all coming very soon. Dave Allen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you. Cheers. Throw up an hour.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Let's take another track then, and the final track from the featured band. It is
Jake Henry. No, the Jake Henry Band. Can't forget the on it.
I do love playing you up.
No.
They are the Jake Henry Band feature band this week. This is our final tune from them today. There's No Honour.
Games. We said that the unprinted somehow we lose the track.
Jake Henry Band, There's No Honour.
And very good, isn't it?
We've loved the music. We've had a great time insulting each other. It's been brilliant.
Well, you see, I think that's what that music does.
It
perks you up, makes you laugh, yeah. And then you insult each other.
Plus, when we've got a live band in, we can't have a go at each other when the songs are on. Yeah. When we're playing tracks, it's all real time. It's edited, I'll admit, but it's all real time. And
we just insult each other.
It's quite good fun. I'm much better at insulting you because there's more things to pick on you for.
No, you're not. It's just I'm not nasty, you see.
Yeah, you're just a bit simple.
it's not true. And
you reckon? You
reckon? No, it's not true.
Yeah, right. No.
I got a 2.2 in my degree.
Yeah, but you did watching television.
I did not. I had to do essays.
Yeah, right. But you're here, right. Television?
No.
The media. It's television.
I had to look at how women were represented in art.
Mostly naked with a bunch of grapes in the olden days.
Yes. Well, you see, I did go back to Picasso and did that.
And they didn't look much like women either, did they, then?
No, but I like all that sort of thing.
Anyway, only on birthday cards, this is about your level. and then only when they've got money inside of it.
Essays were very complicated, I'll have you know.
I had to do a piece on Max Born and his life in Nazi Germany as being a physicist.
Mm, I did it on Oasis and sat down and pulled, so that's been all about what they thought about
this. Degree in chemical physics, silly media thing.
And I made up my own question and everything.
Have your university given you a badge?
No.
Are they even interested in you?
I had a certificate.
Yeah, that's compulsory for leaving. There we go.
I'm going to see if they do a badge now.
You're going to ring them. Dear University of Wolverhampton, if you don't do a badge...
I
want a badge. Yeah. Right. Shall we finish off the podcast and go home?
I think we better have.
It's been lovely. Thank you for joining us. It's been really good fun. Next week, live band in the studio is scheduled, as we mentioned earlier on.
Yep, very excited.
Five lads due to come in,
in
with
shorts.
Guitars. And
if it's hot. Oh, yeah. No, I won't be here, you silly man.
Why?
I'm on holiday.
You haven't told me this yet.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I told you weeks ago.
No, what you said was, once I've sorted my holiday out, I'll let you know.
And then what we said was...
Don't worry, because we'll arrange to record two podcasts.
Two in a week, yes. That's it. And I said a couple of weeks ago, he was walking outside, and I said, don't forget, I'm on holiday from the 3rd of July.
So hopefully Nina Blackmore joining us next week, as Zoe won't be here.
Oh, and you've got live boys in the studio.
Nina will make the most of that, and she's a darn sight better looking than you. She'll have a much better chance with them.
Oh.
Makes mental note, ring Nina almost immediately.
I bet she won't feel the legs. They'll be very disappointed.
If we tell her to, I'm sure, you know.
Give them a bit of a rub.
Yes. Anyway, we shall sign off for this week. Zoe looks like she won't be with us next week. I love when I find out as we're broadcasting, but there we go. And we'll be back for more of the Milk Bar, episode 56
next week. And I shall listen next week and be there then a week after.
Yes. That'd be lovely. Where are you going on holiday this time?
Devon Cliffs.
Where's that?
In Devon.
Well, I gathered the Devon Cliffs bit. Is it... on the north side of Devon Smith.
Oh, middle.
Middle of Devon. Mm. Just some cliffs.
Yes. Very nice cliffs, though.
Okay.
Hopefully it's warm.
Have you been before?
Years and years ago, when Alex was probably about 6.
Are you making your 18-year-old son go now?
Yeah, he's coming.
He's got his girlfriend coming along as well? Or?
No, we haven't got room in the caravan.
You're going to the caravan? So, we'll have Zoe back when she returns from a caravanning holiday. And we'll be back next week for more In the Milk Bar. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.